Carrie Newcomer is a songwriter, recording artist, performer, educator, and activist. She has published 3 books of poetry and essays, in addition to 19 music recordings. In September 2021, she released an album with a companion book of poems titled Until Now. Carrie lives in the wooded hills of South Central Indiana with her husband and 2 shaggy rescue dogs. Welcome to The Poets Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey. Carrie, what poems have you brought for us?
Even then, twilight on the ridgetop, I came upon 2 lanky coyotes and 1 large coy dog. They all wore thick, gray, wolf-like coats and a hungry look. Lily, my 48-pound herding dog mix, sped into the woods, barking, doing what her deep-down DNA demanded, keep the herd safe, whatever it takes. The 3 wild canines ran off a little ways, but quickly returned when they realized the relative size of my small guardian angel. I saw them begin to circle her as a team. I heard her yelp high in distress. I ran crashing through the brush, brambles catching my pant legs and jacket edges, whistling long, shrill notes between my fingers, a trick I'd learned when I was 8 years old. Who knows when we might need a gift from our former selves? The coyotes looked up, surprised. The last one met my eyes, assessing me. Predators don't expect prey to have friends in the world who are willing to run headlong into danger, sound an alarm, a shout with righteous anger. The pack of 3 looked at one another, shrugged, and half loped, half glided off into the darkening woods. Lily was unhurt but concerned and trembling. I held her collar securely, knowing she was absolutely ready to go after that pack, if only I should ask. I ruffled her ears, me the small and she the somewhat smaller, and wondered at the enormous size and courage of a small dog's heart. And I was grateful to know that she had me covered and I had her back. And love does prevail, even in the twilight. Even when coyotes circle, yes, even then. 1,000,000-mile tale. For the comet Nailwise, discovered on March 27th, 2020, and for all the shining comets as they sail out of view. There is a comet that passes this way every 6,000 years or so, for the briefest handful of days. This week, that comet returned, coming into view after ages of absence. The comet is actually quite small, a mere acre or 2 of ice and rock, and yet blooming behind it is 1,000,000-mile tail, a smear of diamonds and dust curling in its wake. Some people are like that, passing briefly into our orbit, having no idea of the wide wash of color, the glittering ash they've left expanding behind them, tossed like roses or kisses into the wind. And so tonight I lift up on my toes to catch the last glimpse of something real but rare as it slips beyond the horizon, heading back home to the place it began. The night sparkling with stars as it swings out of view. The point of arrival. At first it felt like a bitter pill, a rubber band stretched until it snapped. Sitting cross-legged on the floor, looking at my empty hands, wondering what would become of me now that there was nothing else but surrender. First we fold in and then we open out. Acceptance is a kind of ending and yet a point of arrival. This is where I lay down what can no longer be carried. This is when I see my hands, which at first felt so empty, are filled with hallelujah.
You've been listening to the poems of Carrie Newcomer on The Poets Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey.